Due to predictable pharmacokinetics and pharmacodynamics, patients receiving low molecular weight heparin therapy do not require routine coagulation monitoring. Despite this, there is some concern that a fixed or weight-based dosing of low molecular weight heparin may put certain patient populations at risk for suboptimal effectiveness and safety. Data are lacking regarding the clinical utility of anti-10A guided dosing in patients receiving low molecular weight heparin for VTE prophylaxis. The goal of this study is to evaluate relevant thromboembolic or bleeding outcomes for patients within 30 days of the initial treatment with low molecular weight heparin. This retrospective cohort study evaluated patients from the University of Utah Health System receiving enoxaparin for VTE prophylaxis between September 1, 2018 and September 30, 2019. Patients were evaluated for occurrence of bleeding or thromboembolic adverse events. The primary outcome of this study is a composite of any VTE, major bleed, or mortality within 30 days following the initial enoxaparin dose in patients either receiving or not receiving anti-10A monitoring. Secondary outcomes were individual components of the composite outcome. During the 13-month analysis period, a total of 6,611 patients were analyzed for VTE or bleeding events. The results of this study supported current guidelines and showed that there is no statistically significant difference in composite outcome between patients who received anti-10A guided low molecular weight heparin dosing.